Narayana Namaskritya Narachaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayan Nashtapraya Sabhadresu Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So this morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. And today we are treating text 28, right? Satvam Gorar Ugrase Majamnas Trahi Trashtam Vritya Vritasa Harsi Rupam Chedam Parasham Dhyanadishnam Ma pratyaksham mamsa drisham krishitaha. Word for word translation. Saha, your lordship. Twam, you. Gorat, terribly fierce. Ugrasena admajat. From the son of Ugrasena. Naha. Us. Trahi. Kindly protect. Trastam. Who are very much afraid of. Who are very much afraid of him. Britya Vritasa. Ha. Asi. You are naturally the destroyer of the fear of your servants. Rupam, in your Vishnu form. Cha, also. Idam, this. Parusham, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhyanandishnyam, who is appreciated by meditation. Ma, not. Pratyaksham, directly visible. Mamshadrisham, to those who see with their material eyes. Krishishtaha, please be. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Laisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Jagarguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My Lord, because you dispel all the fear of your devotees, I request you to save us and give us protection from the terrible fear of Kamsa. Your form as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appreciated by yogis in meditation. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. Purport. The word dhyana dishnyam is significant in this verse because the form of Lord Vishnu is meditated upon by yogis. Dhyana vashtita tat gatena manasha pashanti yam yoginaha. Devaki requested the Lord, who had appeared as Vishnu, to conceal that form, for she wanted to see the Lord as an ordinary child, like a child appreciated by parents who have material eyes. Devaki wanted to see whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead had factually appeared, or she was dreaming the Vishnu form. If Kamsa were to come, she thought, upon seeing the Vishnu form, he would immediately kill the child. But if he saw a human child, he might reconsider. Devaki was afraid of Ugrasena Admaja. That is, she was afraid not of Ugrasena and his men, but of the son of Ugrasena. Thus she requested the Lord to dissipate that fear, since he is always ready to give protection, abhayam, to his devotees. My Lord, she prayed, I request you to save me from the cruel hands of the son of Ugrasena, Kamsa. I am praying to your Lordship to please rescue me from this fearful condition, because you are always ready to give protection to your servitors. The Lord has confirmed this statement in the Bhagavad Gita by assuring Arjuna, you may declare to the world, my devotee shall never be vanquished. While thus praying to the Lord for rescue, Mother Devaki expressed her motherly affection. I understand that this transcendental form is generally perceived in meditation by the great sages, but I am still afraid, because as soon as Kamsa understands that you have appeared, he might harm you. So I request that for the time being, you become invisible to our material eyes. In other words, she requested the Lord to assume the form of an ordinary child. My only cause of fear from my brother Kamsa is due to your appearance. My Lord Madhusudan, Kamsa may know that you are already born. Therefore, I request you to conceal this 400 form of your Lordship, which holds the 4 symbols of Vishnu, namely the conch shell, the disc, the clap, and the lotus flower. My dear Lord, at the end of the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, you put the whole universe within your abdomen. Still, by your unalloyed mercy, you have appeared in my womb. I am surprised that you imitate the activities of ordinary human beings just to please your devotee. Devaki was so afraid of Kamsa that she could not believe that Krishna would be unable, that Kamsa would be unable to kill Lord Vishnu, who was personally present. Out of motherly affection, therefore, she requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to disappear. Although, because of the Lord's disappearance, Kamsa would harass her more and more, thinking that the child born of her was hidden somewhere. She did not want the transcendental child to be harassed and killed. Therefore, she requested Lord Vishnu to disappear. Later, when harassed, she would think of him within her mind. Om Jnana Tamaridasya Jnanan Ganashalakaya Shakshuram Malitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Ragunastam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Scha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvese Sasunyavadi Pasachade Satarini Vanchakalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha Patitanam Pavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaura Twize Namaha Nityanado Vatutendur Vasuda Pranavalabaha Janavir Jivita Patir Krishna Prema Pradaprabhu Padmavati Sutta Srimam Sachirananda Purvajaha Bhavum Mata Jagat Rakta Rakta Gaura Kalevaraha Advaitam Harinadvaita Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanat Bhaktavataram Itam Samadvaita Acharya Ashraye Panchatatvamakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kutmaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabaya, Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Nitraya, Namaste Pankaja Graye. Hey Krishna Karuna, Sindhu Dina Bando, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopita Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namastute. Jayatam Surato Pango, Mama Madir Gatima Sarvaswa, Panambuja Radha Mandana Mohano. Divya Vrindaranyam Kalpa Drumada Srimad Radnatgara Simhastanustau Sri Sri Radha Sri Lagovinda Devos Prishtyalibhi Sivya Manos Marami Srimam Rasa Rasaram Bivam Sivata Tatastita Karasan Venu Swanai Gopi Gopinata Sri Estunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavani Shwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priyam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Arvaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. My Lord, because you dispel all the fear of your devotees, I request you to save us and give us protection from the terrible fear of Kamsa. Your form as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appreciated by yogis in meditation. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. Ukam karoti vachalam pankam lagayate grim yat kripatamahan vande shri guru dinantaranam Paramanam Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Akanda Mandalakram Vyapta Yena Characharam Tatpadam Dashitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. Please, Maharaj, give me your blessings so that I can say something. for my own purification. Jai Shishi Gaurinitai ki, Jai Shishi Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Shishi Radha Shyama Chandra Lalita Vishakha ki, Jai. So, everyone is welcome to this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And before I say anything, I will seek the blessings of the assembled devotees, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, so that we can say something meaningful for our own spiritual progress and probably for the benefit of the audience. Śrīla Krishna Das Kaviraj prays in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Drugame patime indasya skalat pada gatim hur swa kripa yasti dhanena santa santu avalambalam. We always need the support of the Vaishnavas. We always need the supporting stick of the devotees. Without that, we are nowhere. We are all sitting here in Sri Vrindavan simply by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. By the singular effort of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, here we are in Vrindavan. Even though I don't consider myself qualified to step on the land of Vrindavan, but by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, by the mercy of the devotees, here I am in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Only by the mercy of the devotees can we enter Vrindavan. Only by the mercy of the devotees can we chant Hare Krishna. And only by the mercy of the devotees can we go back home, back to Godhead. Without the mercy of the devotees, impossible. So therefore, Śrīla Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is praying that my dear devotees, please lend me the support of your stick, because the material world is very slippery. Every step there is danger. Every step there is danger. So therefore we need the support of the devotees. So please, kindly give me your mercy so that I can say something for my own benefit and probably for the benefit of the devotees. So in this verse, there are many things, but because of time, we can only discuss one or two points. So the first thing Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport is the word dhyana, dishnam, is significant in this verse because the form of Lord Vishnu is meditated upon by yogis. And Srila Prabhupada writes, dhyana vashtita tat gatena manasha pashanti yam yoginaha. Of course, I need to mention Sutta Kriti Prabhu is here sitting down. I'm supposed to listen to him. He's our uncle. I'm a disciple of Bhaktitita Maharaj. Bhaktitita Maharaj is his god brother. So he's not supposed to sit in my class. Maharaj is here, he's not supposed to sit in my class. But because for the purpose of training, so I'm given the opportunity to speak something. So please, if I make any mistake, feel free to correct me. I always remain your disciple. So I wanted to mention that. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here that the word dhyana dishyam is significant, because Lord Vishnu is the goal of yoga. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramaka, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya. The goal of the Vedic knowledge is to realize Lord Vasudeva. The goal of all sacrifices is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vasudeva. The purpose of yoga is to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. And the purpose of all activities, kriya, is to serve, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, Lord Vishnu is very much appreciated by the yogis. Actually, in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila Dev talks about yoga margaha. That the yogis, they take great pleasure in meditating on the Vishnumurti, the Paramatma. That is the goal of yoga. So therefore, Devaki is mentioning here that even though you are very much appreciated by yogis in meditation, please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. So in other words, even though the Lord has appeared in His very beautiful Vishnu form, but it is not meant for the non-devotees. It is not meant for those who have material vision. And Kamsa is one of those people who is not having spiritual vision. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Krishna Samhita, discusses a very important point. He says that there are two types of activities: God-centered activities and self-centered activities. Says, in the God-centered activities, everything is done to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is called Karma Yoga. And he says, Karma Yoga gives rise to knowledge. And this knowledge, combined with the activities of Karma Yoga, facilitates attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, such activities are described as God-centered activities. Any activity that is performed for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord is God-centered. And such activity will gradually increase knowledge of the Supreme Lord. And by further performing such activities in knowledge, one develops attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one who develops attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Vaikuntha bound. At the moment, we have developed so much attachment to this material world. We are attached to the body and the extensions of the body. We are attached to what we see, and the soul is neglected. So by performing activities that are God-centered, one gradually develops some knowledge. And by developing that knowledge, one develops attachment to a supreme personality of Godhead. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. By engaging in the service of the supreme personality of Godhead, one develops knowledge. Genapchayar Ahaitukum. One develops knowledge. And that knowledge will help in our attachment to the supreme personality of Godhead. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses the second point. He says, self-centered activities. Self-centered activities are activities of sense gratification. When one simply acts without thinking of the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is described as self-centered activities. They are fruitive activities. One is performing activities with a desire of enjoying the fruits. And that results in karma bandhana. It results in entanglement. And actually, we've all performed those activities, and that's why we are entangled in this world. The mere fact that we have a material body means that we are entangled. And that means we have engaged in this karma bandhana. We have engaged in fruitive activities for the pleasure of our senses. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, fruitive activities create doubts. The more we engage in fruitive activities, the more we create doubts. And these doubts will not allow us to perform Krishna Bhakti. That is why it's recommended that everybody must perform Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga means whatever you are doing, the results should be enjoyed by the Supreme Lord. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the personification of fruitive activities is Jarasandha. Jarasandha is a personification of fruitive activities. And he has two daughters, Asti and Prapti. Asti and Prapti are the personifications of doubts. And then Jarasandha married his two daughters, Asti and Prapti, to Kamsa. And Kamsa is the personification of atheism. Atheism means God doesn't exist. I am God. So, when Jarasandha, who is a personification of fruitive activities, has two daughters who are doubts, marries his two daughters to Kamsa, who is the personification of atheism, then you should expect some terrible results. So it is said that Jarasandha, his two daughters, and Kamsa, they team up to obstruct the activities in Mathura. In a discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghupati Upadhyaya, Lord Chaitanya makes a point, important point. Shamam ivam param rupam puri madhu puri varaha vaya kaishoryakam dhyayam adhya iva raso param raso. It says that the Shama Sundara form of the Lord is a supreme form of the Lord. The original form of the Lord. Shamam eva param rupam. He's a supreme form of the Lord. He's the original form of the Lord. Puri Madhu Puri Varaha. That Madhupuri, Mathura Puri, that's the abode of the Lord. It's a transcendental abode of the Lord. It's the best place in this universe. Vaya Kaishorekam Dhyayam. That a youthful form of Krishna, Kaishorya form of Krishna, should be meditated upon. The fresh youth of Krishna should be meditated upon. And then he says, Adya Iva Parorasaha. Adya, the original rasa, the original relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is conjugal love, is the best of rasas. So Mathura is the abode of the Lord. Mathura is a personification of spiritual knowledge. But the combination of Jarasandha, his two daughters, Asti and Prapti, and Kamsa, personification of atheism, they are obstructing the activities of the devotees in Mathura. So here we see that Devaki, such a dear devotee of Lord Krishna, is expressing her fear. Why? Because Kamsa is just waiting to kill his eighth son. As we all are aware, on the marriage day of Devaki to her dear husband Vasudev, there was a prophecy from the sky that, Kamsa, you are a fool. You are directing the marriage ceremony of your sister. Are you not aware that the eighth son of your sister will be the cause of your death? And immediately, Kamsa's mood changed. He was ready to kill his own sister. So, as a result, Kamsa imprisoned Vasudeva and his wife and all the children that were born of Vasudeva and Devaki. They were slaughtered. They were killed by Kamsa. Of course, there was some game that bewildered Kamsa, because the seventh child, who is Balaram, was transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, who was by then living with Nanda Maharaj, because of fear of Kamsa. So it was like the seventh pregnancy was, there was a miscarriage. And so this next child, which is the eighth child, whether to count that as the seventh child or the eighth child, it was bewildering to Kamsa. Because there was no seventh child, there was pregnancy, and all of a sudden the pregnancy disappeared. Krishna ordered Yoga Maya to transfer that embryo, that child, to the womb of Rohini. So there was no seventh child. So Kamsa was a bit confused whether to count that pregnancy as a seventh or the next one as a seventh. But he was always ready to kill the children of Devaki because of the prophecy that the eighth child of Devaki will be responsible for his death. So here, Devaki is very afraid that as soon as Kamsa hears that the Lord has appeared in his 400 form, he would come there and he would kill her child. Of course, there are many other reasons. Srila Jiva Goswami in the Sri Krishna Sandarbha gave a number of points why Devaki was afraid. Srila Jiva Goswami says that actually it was Krishna's arrangement. Krishna, using his yoga maya, influenced Devaki to be seized by fear. Because Krishna wanted to leave immediately for Gokul. Krishna did not want to stay in Mathura. He wanted to go immediately to Gokul, to Nanda Maharaj's home. So therefore, he has to create the circumstances that would facilitate his transfer from Mathura to Gokul. So, since Devaki was in anxiety about the safety of a child, when Krishna spoke to Vasudeva, "Please take me to Gokul," it served as a relief for Devaki. It is also mentioned in the Garga Samhita that Krishna made a promise to Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan that they will frolic in Vrindavan, in Gokul. They will enjoy their pastimes in Vrindavan. So Krishna has to fulfill that promise. So Krishna was very eager to come to Vrindavan, to come to Gokul, as soon as he made his appearance in this material world. He did not want to stay in Mathura. So for all these reasons, Devaki had to be in anxiety. Of course, even that anxiety is a motherly affection, is a demonstration of motherly affection. Devaki relates to Krishna in the Vasalya Bhava. And to nourish that bhava, she has to act as a maintainer and protector of her transcendental son. So, because of the motherly affection, because of this Vasalya bhava, she has to act in that capacity, she has to entertain that fear. That fear nourishes her bhav. And that increases her pleasure. In the prayer of Lord Brahma is saying, Prapanchanam nishprapanchopi vidayambasi bhutale. That when the Lord appears in this material world, He simply appears to increase the pleasure of His devotees. Prapanam janatananda pratitum sandoham pratitum Prabhu. When the Lord appears in this material world, He appears simply to increase the pleasure of His devotees. Janata Ananda, He appears to increase the pleasure of His devotees. So even though it may seem that Devaki was in great anxiety, but that anxiety nourished her Vatsalya bhav. It nourished her desire to protect Krishna, to maintain Krishna as the mother of Krishna. So therefore, it has to be understood that even the so-called anxiety of a devotee is actually transcendental bliss. Otherwise, why is Kunti Devi praying Vipadasantu Tatsaswat? Kunti Devi is praying that, my dear Lord, please let the miseries come to us again and again and again. Because when these miseries come, we think of you. And by thinking of you, no more birth and death. So for an advanced devotee like Devaki, this so-called anxiety and fear nourishes his remembrance of the Supreme Lord. It nourishes her relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, she is saying that please become invisible. Hide your four hands. Become an ordinary child so that Kamsa may not hear of your appearance and may not recognize you as the Supreme Lord. Of course, he also wanted to relate to the Lord as a mother and a child. When the Lord appeared in his four-headed form, he could not be related to as a child. Devaki and Vasudev, they have prayed to have Krishna as their child. And now Krishna appears in this huge form, Vishnu form, how can they relate to him as their child? Jayati, Jayati, Devo, Devaki Nandana So. Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrishni Vamsa Pradipaha. Jayati Jayati Mega Kamalongo. Jayati Jayati Priti Baranasho Mukundam. Krishna appeared as a son of Devaki. Jayati Jayati Devo Dev. Deva Devaki Nandana So. Krishna appeared in this world as the son of Devaki. And he also appeared in his most beautiful form to annihilate all the demonic forces that are disturbing the earth. So therefore, Devaki, she has to relate to Krishna as a mother and child. But in that form of Vishnu, it was not possible for her to relate to Krishna as mother and Vishnu. So I think my time is up. The bell has rung, then we should end the class. So if there is a comment, maybe Maharaj want to say something, or Prabhu want to say something, Sutra Kirti Prabhu, then we call it. Bring the class on end. Thank you so much.
Actually, I said one thing about mentioning that Krishna had promised Radharani to be in Vrindavan. So he immediately wanted to leave Mathura and Vrindavan. Or that region, Mother Yashoda, so this feeling, we facilitate Krishna to live Mathura and come to Vrindavan. Jivasami also mentioned that simultaneously, same time, Krishna appeared in Mathura and he also appeared in Gokula. Krishna was already there with Radharani in Vrindavan, Gokula. Why so?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. I know you know your answer, but for the benefit of others. Yeah, actually, it is mentioned that at the time Krishna appeared in Mathura, Yashoda Mayi also brought forth another Krishna. So two Krishnas were born simultaneously. Yoga Maya and Krishna took birth from the womb of Yashoda. So we have Nandanandana Krishna and we have Devaki Krishna or Vasudev Krishna. So there was no need, because Krishna has already made an arrangement in Gokul for Radharani's pleasure. But why then does he have to leave Mathura and come here? Of course, we understand that when that Vasudev Krishna was brought to Nandanandana Krishna, they merged into one Krishna. So it can be understood that Krishna did not want to have two forms here and there, in Mathura and in Gokul. So he facilitated that Krishna born of Devaki has to be brought to Krishna born of Yashoda, and the two of them became one Krishna, and then he can perform his pastimes in the way that he wanted it, because it said that the demons that were killed were actually killed by Vasudev Krishna, the son of Devaki. And the wonderful pastimes that went on, childhood pastimes, beautiful pastimes that went on, are the pastimes of the original personality of Godhead, Yashoda, or Nandanandana Krishna. So to facilitate the completeness of the pastimes, the two personalities, Vasudev Krishna and Nandanandana Krishna, they merge into one Krishna. But at the appropriate time, different functions are performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can say that the Lord arranged it that way because he wanted to perform his pastimes in Vrindavan And the Vasudev Krishna also wanted to be part of that wonderful pastimes of Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Prabhu, you want to say something? Thank you. Jai, all glory to Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai, Hare Krishna.